Peter Beaumont is on the line once again from CERT. What's the progress, Peter?
It really is nearly all over now. Where I've been is just about a block from the coastal road and the beach. I can see one of the rebel tanks sitting up there and fighters walking along. And the main problem is the area we're in, sort of where District 1 and District 2 meet, flooded knee-deep in water and sewage. And so the clearing operations that have been going on have been sort of plodding through this kind of fetid water. There are guys coming out surrendering. One of the fighters I spoke to today said that people he was with had captured about 7 people. They're going into the houses looking for weapons. It's still noisy, but there's very, very little incoming fire at the moment. And it looks as though, you know, if not today, then tomorrow, the battle for CERT will be over, and the government will declare the full liberation of Libya.
Just to be clear, where currently is the highest concentration of Gaddafi forces?
Difficult to tell. It doesn't feel as though there's a concentration anywhere at all. I mean, we've been seeing these discarded uniforms. We've been seeing people come out. We were told that there was a concentration in District 2, but we've just been into part of District 2, and there don't seem to be a lot. I mean, the heaviest shelling and explosions are still coming over from, I guess, over the area by the television station. There is, I'm told, a few snipers still left in District 3 and in the area of the main square. But, I mean, it's almost by the hour. The last defenders are getting rolled up. Where they are, I mean, there are not large numbers of people. There are not bodies. I'm seeing captives. The speculation is that quite a lot of people have just tried to slip away from the battle in the last couple of days.
Just describe this scene with the sewage a bit more.
The scene with the sewage? Well, I mean, it's a residential block. That was just an RPG exploding overhead. We're told that they've been firing RPGs above their positions to explode in the air, to identify where they are, to try and lessen sort of the rising toll of sort of fratricidal casualties. I mean, most of the deaths now seem to be coming from friendly fire incidents. The sewage, I mean, there's the area of Haidallah, which is there's the old area of Haidallah, which is cleared now. And then we've just been going through the edge of the new area and into parts of District 1 and District 2. Lots of little streets with little houses on them. And either a shell has burst a water main and a sewage main, but there is just sort of this kind of ghastly green water that everyone is ploughing through. I mean, the lucky ones in the gun trucks are getting a lift through, but everyone else is just kind of plodding through this kind of sinking water.
Again, just to clarify, when you talk about the area of Haidallah, is that the Dollar district that Mutasin is
the district, yes.
Is one and the same, okay.
Yeah.
All right, Peter, so it looks like hours away before CERT falls, do you reckon?
It could be. I mean, it could be. I mean, we're going to go and try and drive around a different way onto the coast road and see how far we can drive along the coast road towards these last western areas that may still be holding out.
Okay, Peter. Thanks a lot.
Cheers. Bye-bye.